We're off to a great start this year, aren't we? Oh my gosh. This month's theme is Awaken Your Spirit. And we coordinate our themes with the Science of Mind magazine theme. So pick up a magazine on the way out if you don't have one yet. All the articles and the daily guides, they support the same thing. And we're doing it week after week. So January started and our first talk was Wake Up. Wake Up was the first discussion, and last week was Smell the Coffee. Wake up and smell the coffee. You see the theme building, right? Awaken your spirit. So today's talk is, it's a brand new day. Wake up and smell the coffee. It is a brand new day. It's a brand new day. We are off and running today. And so this is what we're addressing. It's a brand new day. And it will be whatever your predominant belief is. It will reflect back to you whatever your predominant belief, whatever that claim is. Now, there's a writer by the name of Charles Bukowski. I don't know if you know him. He's a great writer. He's dead now, but he's still a great writer. He was a German-born American novelist and poet. And he said this. He said, I don't know about other people, but when I wake up in the morning and I put my shoes on, I think, Jesus Christ, now what? Anybody else have that feeling occasionally when you wake up in the morning? Okay, good. I'm glad it's not just me. You know, same old, you know, same stuff, different day. You know, that whole feeling. We are on a never-ending, unchanging march toward death, you know? I mean, sometimes we just wake up like that. You ever feel that way? Anybody? Okay, well, stop it. That's an old Bob Newhart skit. You'll have to look that up on YouTube. Oh my God, it's too funny. Anyway, so Charles Bukowski said this also. He said, we are all going to die, all of us. What a circus. That alone should make us love each other, but it doesn't. We are terrorized, flattened by trivialities. We are eaten up by nothing. And isn't that really what we do? Isn't that our habitual behavior? Isn't that habit pattern? We fall into those traps of habitual thinking that just repeats over and over and over. We get obsessed over the things that really, really don't matter. And we begin to think that it's always been this way, it'll always be this way, right? Do you ever get in that your own little private hell? And they are trivialities. Oh my God, I hate my thighs. Oh my God, I'm too fat, you know? Worrying about our job or our boss or our coworkers, worrying or hating our hair color. I mean, all of these things we occupy our minds with, and they are all trivialities. We are terrorized and flattened by our trivialities. We should love each other, but, right? We should love each other, but we separate ourselves from the others by culture, by race, by creed, by sexual orientation. We separate each other, you know, ourselves out from the other when no other exists. No other exists. Let's face it, there is only one race, human. Human race. That's all there is. No matter what language we speak, no matter what our culture is, no matter what our heritage, no matter the color of our skin, there is only one race. It is human. Oh, and we have such a beautiful array of skin colors, do we not? Oh my God. I mean, it's just like a whole, you know, the Crayola box is just filled. I mean, you know, dark mahoganies and rich, you know, burnt siennas and cherries and umber and mocha and cappuccino and light, bright, damn near white. You know, I mean, like we run the gamut. It's lovely. It's just wonderful. We are one race underneath all of that. You know, open us all up. Look, it's the same inside. You know, we just decorated differently. I love it. We're not here to get up in the morning and go, Jesus Christ, now what? You know, we're not. Let me go back to the same writer again, Charles Bukowski, who said this. We are here to laugh at the odds and live our lives so well that death will tremble to take us. Oh, man, isn't that wonderful? I love that. Yeah, you want to hear it again? Yeah. We are here to laugh at the odds and live our lives so well that death will tremble to take us. That's it. I love that. That's what we're here to do. And so what keeps us from doing that? What keeps us from doing that? What keeps us from reaching out? What keeps us from living life and grabbing all the gusto that we can? What keeps us from doing that? Fear. Right? Fear. There, I said it. Fear keeps us. And it can be subtle. So subtle. Fear so subtle that we don't break out of our little habit behaviors. You know, the ones that keep us safe but small. You know, fear so subtle that we don't do the new and scary thing. We don't reach beyond our grasp. We don't boldly go where no one has gone before. Fear. And it's because of fear. Now, you can disagree with me if you want to on that point, but why be wrong? There's no reason to. You know, at some point, the fear even goes underground. We're not even conscious of it anymore, right? It's very subtle, and it gets hidden below our level of awareness. You may even forget the original fear, the original motivation that keeps you inside of your own little bubble. You know, it might have been a story that, you know, you were raised with. It might have been in your culture or your parents or something that keeps you scared of life and keeps you small. But it's still there and it's in the background and it runs our behaviors and it monitors and it informs us of our choices. It keeps running us from that subliminal place. And we have all sorts of logical reasons why. We stay small, don't we? I mean, real facts, you know, about why we're making these logical decisions. There's all kinds of really good reasons why we stay within our own borders. You know, the weather, I can't go out, it's raining. Or my degree, or my age, or my height, or, I mean, like, there's all kinds of really, really logical reasons why you're not doing what your heart is calling you to do. And it's all logic, I know. And it's and you know what logic is based on? Logic is based on findings, right? Do we agree? Logic is based on findings. Findings are things from the past, right? So our logic is based on stuff that's already happened, stuff that's in the past. Isn't that how we reach our logical conclusions? By things that have happened already, things that have happened in the past. Based on past outcomes, I can say with certainty, blah, 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 right? Fill in the blank. I mean, that's what we do. Based on past outcomes, I can say with complete certainty that computers in the future will weigh approximately 1.5 tons. That was Popular Mechanics in 1949. Okay? That's logic. I can say, based on past outcomes, I can say with complete certainty, 640K ought to be enough for everybody. That was Bill Gates in 1981. Okay? I can say, based on past outcomes, I can say with complete certainty that everything that can be invented has already been invented. Charles Duell, he was the commissioner of the U.S. Patent Office in 1899. So much for logic, right? Logical conclusions based on the past, evidence based on things that have already happened. Now, I am not bashing logic, but what I'm saying is it only takes us so far. It only takes us so far. There's an old Sufi saying that says that searching for God with logic is like searching for the sun with a lamp. It can only take us so far. And Ernest Holmes agreed with Thomas Troward, who wrote, principle is not bound by precedent. And what that means is that no matter what has come before this moment in time, what comes now is not limited by it. That makes sense? Principle is not bound by precedent. No matter how many times we have done something the same way, we are free to have a new thought and a new outpicturing and a new outcome. No matter how many times things have happened, we can have a new thought and we can change it. Principle is not bound by precedent. It does not matter what has come before it. The thing itself, principle, the life force, is not bound or tied or limited to any condition, any physical effect that has happened in the past. We are free in every moment, every day, to choose again. So yes, today is a brand new day. All bets are off. Clean slate. You get to choose again. We all get to choose again. And regardless of the past and what we've done in the past and what we've manifested in the past, today is a brand new day. And we can bring with it a new thought, a new decision, and manifest a new outcome. And Ernest Holmes in the Extension Study course said this, "The more clearly we can see this, the more completely we shall demonstrate. When we limit our faith to that which has already been done, we are limiting the infinite in its actions on our behalf. Principle is not bound by precedent. Principle is forever cause. It is the source or cause from which a thing results. Principle is never bound by anything that has gone before it. We can speak the creative word today, which will change everything and convert them into tomorrows of happiness, peace, poise, power, and prosperity." The Ernest Holmes loved alliterations too, apparently. "Limitation," he goes on to say, "limitation is the result of the ignorant use of the law, and it is merely a small way of using the principle called freedom." So that's what we're doing. When we tie our decisions to what has already been done, we're tying ourselves to the limited outcome that we'd already experienced. We keep outpicturing the same things because we don't dare dream anything bigger. We don't dare dream big, imagine big, and embrace big. We keep doing the same things and getting the same results. Hello? When I was in the PTA, we had a saying. Right around fundraising time, when we were trying to decide what fundraising company we were going to go to raise money, and it said, "You always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got." Simple. You always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got. Period. And it's true. We embrace a greater idea of our lives. We embrace a greater idea of our abilities, of our futures, even if we've never experienced it yet. We can embrace that greater thing. We must believe it's possible. We have to imagine it. We have to feel it. We have to live in it. We have to resonate in it. We have to just allow it to surround us. We have to immerse ourselves in the juiciness of it. Ernest Holmes said, be as if, even if we've never experienced it, we can imagine what that thing is like. You know, Brother Ishmael Tete said, if your dream doesn't scare you, it's not big enough. It's not big enough. We are capable of grand and glorious things when we reach beyond our grasp and go for the gold. And yet we're stuck in the same old story as long as we keep telling the same old story. Does that make sense? As long as I keep telling the same story about myself as if that were truth, that's going to continue to outpicture. As long as I keep telling the same story of what I'm capable of doing, that's all I'm going to be capable of doing. Think about the story you're telling. What is the story you're telling about your life? What is the story you're telling? And we need tools. We need tools so that we can create these new stories for ourselves. We need to think new thoughts and we need to feel new feelings, because that's what Ernest Holmes told us. We must make that new thought a new way of being in the world. That takes a whole body experience. Emile Coué was a hypnotherapist around the turn of the last century, and he was I don't know that he was a contemporary of Ernest Holmes. I think he came before. But he said this. He said, when the imagination and the willpower are in conflict, are antagonistic, it will always be the imagination which wins, without exception. So it's not enough to have the thought. It's not enough to have the thought. We must impress the thought upon the law with feeling. And the law goes to work out picturing without question. Right? This is what we learn with, well, foundations class. Who's in foundations class? I'm teaching it again. All right. There you go. This is what we learn in foundations class. Love points the way and law makes the way possible. It's not enough to have the thought. We impress the thought upon the law with feeling, and the law goes to work without question. Thought creates form. Imagination fills it. Okay? Thought creates the form. Imagination fills that form. Ernest Holmes always talked about the technique and the fire, or the purpose and the passion. It's that feelingness of it. It's the head and the heart together creating motion in the law. The word, the intellect, directs the law, and the imagination fills the form. Imagination fills the form. Imagination left unfocused and undirected has no purpose, has no form to fill. But intellect without the imagination is a feeling, is an unfeeling thing without desire or drive to make manifest. It's when the intellect is clear with intent and the imagination is ripe with feeling, the law moves to act and manifestation results. Yes, you get it? That right? It works together like that. That's a brand new day. That is a brand new day. That's a brand new thought. The intellect and the imagination, the purpose and the passion, the technique and the fire. Every day is a new day. Every moment is a new moment. Every second a new second. We may embrace a new thought, with it a new feeling, and change the course of our lives at any moment. There's a saying, I don't know who wrote it. I never did find out who wrote it. And people have claimed to have written it, but you know how that goes. I found it all over the internet. I still don't know who wrote it. But it says this. This is the beginning of a new day. You have been given this day to use as you will. You can waste it, or you can use it for good. What you will do today is important because you're exchanging one day of your life for it. When tomorrow comes, this day will be gone forever. And in its place is something you have left behind. Make it something good. Make it something good. Emerson used to say, when the day is over, let it be done. Release it. Don't judge it. Don't condemn it. Just release it. It's done. And go to sleep with a clear heart and a clear head and wake up in the morning with a whole new day, a whole new slate. And what are you going to write on it? What are you going to write on it? Make it something good. And don't tie yourself to the conditions of the past. It doesn't matter what came before this day. It doesn't matter what came before this moment. We are free in every single moment to choose again and to choose again and to choose again. When we align with cause and not with effect, when we align with cause and not condition, we are unlimited in our choices. We are unlimited. If we make our choices based on conditions, we're only making a lateral shift, right? This is the old, rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic move, It's a lateral shift. It might look a little better. The sucker's still going down. When we're tying ourselves to the conditions, we can only outpicture more of the same conditions. We are the cause. Remember, we said that, I don't know, last week or the week before, I don't remember. I am the cause of my own effects. Do you remember that? I am the cause of my own effects. Say that. I am the cause of my own effects. We choose from cause. We don't choose from effect or from condition. Because when we do that, we tie ourselves to that same condition. And then we can't picture anything greater than that. Rumi said it's good to leave each day behind like flowing water, free of sadness. Yesterday is gone, its tale is told. Today, new seeds are growing. And that's exactly what we're doing. We are planting new seeds. We are creating something new. And there is nothing that binds us to the past experience except ourselves. So today is a new day. What are you going to plant? What are you going to grow? What are you going to harvest? What are you going to reap? Because in this day, these new seeds that you are planting are going to outpicture in a new condition. And what would you have in your life? It is a brand new day. It is up to us. It is our choice. The day changes. The truth does not. It's a whole new day, guys. What are you going to do with it? Thank you so much.